Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball. Here's Mike Evans.
Yep, right here at the base of Buttermilk Mountain, where all the action is taking place. And tomorrow night, the grand finale will be the skiing halfpipe final. And a man who is favored, as he has won many times. He's a four-time X Games gold medal winner. He's a two-time Olympic gold medal winner. It is David Wise, who joins us now. Good afternoon. How you doing? And folks, I got to warn you in advance. He's a little bit distracted because you are waiting to become an uncle for the first time.
That's right. Yep. Any moment now.
Any moment now.
Yeah.
Your phone could be, you might be like,
it's right here.
Ready to go.
Yep. So, sorry, guys, I'm out.
Yeah, see ya. Hey. Okay. So, the first, are you excited?
Oh,
first
so
time?
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, very excited.
So, this will be your sister, Jessica. You have twin sisters, Christy
twin
and
sisters,
Jessica.
Yep. This is Jessica's first.
It's a fascinating story regarding your sisters, but especially your sister, Christy. Could you sort of share her story?
Yeah.
And what she's gone through, what your family has gone through.
Yeah, my sister Christy, she was always the wild one alongside me. She was the one who supported all my crazy dreams and helped me jump off the roof onto the trampoline as a kid and everything. And she went on she went to the Air Force Academy and raced, ski raced there, and then went on to be a pilot and was an active duty pilot in the Air Force when she was off duty paddleboarding down in Florida and was hit by a hit-and-run boater and lost her right leg at the knee. So she's now an above-knee amputee, and she's the only female above-knee amputee. She likes to focus on the fact that she's the sixth above-knee amputee to return to full active duty flying, but she's the first female. And so she's just somebody who, anytime I'm getting down about my life, I look at her and I'm like, okay, I have nothing to complain about.
So she's still active duty flying.
She's still flying.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's a major now, and she just got basically a big promotion. So yeah, things are going well.
That's great. That's great. And she and Jessica, they formed a foundation called the One Leg Up on Life Foundation. What do they do?
Yeah, so what's interesting is my sister Jessica, who's in the medical field, she's doing her surgical residency right now. She would volunteer some of her time during the summers when she was off school during her undergrad to go down to the Dominican Republic and Haiti. This is right after the earthquake in Haiti. And she dealt with a lot of amputees. Like, that was one of the main parts of what she dealt with. And so having her twin become an amputee made that hit so much. I mean, it already was something that she was passionate about, something that she had on her heart, but having dealt with it that much more intimately made her realize, hey, there's like, we have a platform here. You know, Christy's story was getting told all over the place, and they decided to take that platform that they had and turn it into an organization whose goal is essentially to provide better prosthetics for these kids in the third world. Because if you think about it, a prosthetic device for somebody with an amputation can be a complete life change.
Right.
I mean, some of the kids that they're dealing with have never run, ever. And they get them a running leg, and the kids start running. Like, it's so special what they're doing. So, it's been pretty cool too. I've been partnering with them financially. Obviously, I don't have a whole lot of time because I'm traveling around skiing all the time, but it's been really cool to support their foundation and see what they can do with the gifts that they've been given.
And just supporting it right here. People can check that out, the One Leg Up on Life Foundation. So, visit with David Wise. Is it true that you started out in ski racing, but that ended because of a variety of reasons?
Yeah, it's definitely true. My claim to fame is that I've competed in almost every ski discipline there is. I started out as a ski racer. My dad, he raced in college, and my sisters both raced. So that was just kind of expected of me. I joined the same team that they started 4 years before me, and But I was the kid who always liked to jump off stuff. I was constantly getting in trouble for skipping practice to go ski the terrain park, breaking my expensive, fancy racing equipment by sliding rails and hitting cliffs and stuff like that. So,
You were taking your ski your racing skis out on the rails.
Yeah, we weren't rich, so I only had one pair of skis, but I wanted to hit the rails.
Right.
So, it was pretty interesting. And finally, when I was 11, I convinced my dad to let me try the freestyle team because we found out there was a freestyle team at the mountain that my sisters raced at. And he was reluctant because I was pretty successful as a racer. I was in the top five in the West for my age class. This isn't that big of a deal, but back then, you know, my dad thought I had a promising racing career ahead of me. And then I started. So he's like, all right, well, the first year you got to race halftime and do freestyle halftime. And, you know, we'll ease into it. And I made it about halfway through the season. I was terrible. I was competing in moguls back then, and I was terrible. I'd never skied moguls before in my life. I was in the bottom five in moguls and in the top five in slalom and GS. And I still was like, Dad, this freestyle thing is the one for me. So, I made it halfway through the year and then quit racing altogether. That's when I could quit racing and have more time for freestyle. That's when I got really into half pipe and big air. And
so was your dad like, hey, you know, ski racing is this, you know, established sport, you know? I mean, people win Olympic medals and they're famous for downhills and stuff like that. And my kid wants to go into this, probably at the time he viewed it as this, who knows, fly-by-night type,
yeah, he kinda,
you know,
he kinda
event.
Like, he kind of, like, looked at me as, like, a college dropout.
Right.
Like, oh, well, you know. Oh, too bad. Well, you could have had a great skiing career,
right,
but that whole skiing career thing is over now.
Right,
you do what you love.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, but I think he was reluctantly supportive.
Right.
Like, once he realized that that's what I wanted to do, he never held it against me, or he was never passive aggressive about it. He was like, okay, if that's what you want to
do. Did you ever have that father son moment where he just kind of looked at you and maybe gave that like little knowing wink nod and go, hey, maybe you knew what you were doing all along?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
I would say the first time I won the US Nationals, he was like, he's a little bit more intense around competitions than I am. Like, he's a little stressful to be around.
Right.
So I try to avoid him on contest day because I'm like, you're stressed.
Yeah.
That's stressing me out.
Right, right.
When I won my first event, I mean, he lost his wallet. He lost his phone. Like, he was just a mess because he was just so – he was in awe that it had happened. So I think that's when he realized, okay – wow, this worked out differently than I thought I was going
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
It's great.
And then he got to see you in 2018. You won the ESPY for Best Male Action Sports Athlete. And you and I were talking about before. You were like, never saw that coming.
Oh, never. I mean, it was my second time being nominated. And the first time I was nominated, I was absolutely certain that I wasn't going to win because I was up against people who had a much bigger social following.
Right.
And, you know, the ESPYs are a fan-voted award. Or it's kind of like a combination of a fan voted versus, you know. And so I was like, well, these people with a bigger following are definitely going to beat me. And that's how I felt the second time around. I was like, well, I'm stoked I got nominated.
Yeah, just happy to be here.
No way I'm going to win. So I'll just go down and enjoy the ride. And for the more obscure awards, the ones that aren't like stick and ball sports, they don't call you up on stage and you don't get to do your big acceptance speech or anything. So I was just walking the red carpet, which is a foreign enough thing for me as a skier anyways.
Sure.
Like, who wants to talk to me about this? Who wants to talk to me about that? I'm just walking the red carpet and somebody hands me the ESPY. Like, here you go. And I'm like, why are you handing me somebody else's ESPY? And they're like, that's yours. It was just mind-blowing.
So did you get a chance to geek out a little bit and did you try to talk with other athletes? Were there some athletes that you made it a point to try to talk to? And did anybody that surprised you come up and want to talk to you?
Yeah, that's the most fun thing about the ESPYs and all that red carpet stuff is you get to meet people from all just every different realm. And it's really interesting. I found with the athletes, it was very similar to going to like Oscar parties and stuff like that, because I got to do that with the Olympics as well. And the people who are really, really good at their craft, who are like at, you know, the top one percenters, very humble, super fun to be around, just appreciate. They're like, hey, it's great to meet you.
Really?
What do you do?
Yeah.
But the people who are middle of the pack and yeah. like kind of trying to crack over, right. like almost really yeah. famous. They're kind of dicks.
Yeah.
Like they can be really real. Like, and the athletes are the same way.
Yeah.
These guys who are, you know, maybe in their first or second years in the NFL or the NBA,
right.
like they walk around with an entourage.
Right.
They never take their sunglasses
right.
off. They won't even feign to look at you.
Right.
But then the people who are like the best of the best are like, oh man, the Olympics. I love the Olympics. That's so cool, man.
That is funny. That is great. Well, you're competing tomorrow night, the half pipe final, and you broke your leg last April, by the way. I think yeah. I kind of buried the lead with all this. You broke your leg last April, so you're in the finals, so obviously you're feeling good, but do you feel like you're, you know, all the way back and poised to go and win this again?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know about that last statement, but I'm feeling 100%.
Good.
Yeah, I shattered my femur in April, which is definitely the hardest, most painful injury I've ever been through. It's been a really long recovery, but my body feels 100%.
Yeah.
I'm as strong as I was before. It's been kind of a grind getting back, but I haven't been on snow as much as normal
right.
at this time of year because right. I was recovering.
Sure.
So I'm certainly going in not with low expectations, but with realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have some runs that I really want to do. I'm excited about the new format. I'm going to go out there and have fun. Now, if you were asking me like in terms of confidence level compared to years past when I was coming in, my confidence level is not nearly as high as it has normally been. And I'm okay with that. Like I'm just happy to be out here skiing.
Well, this has been fun. First time I've got a chance to meet you. You're a great guy to talk to. So let's make a point to do this again next year. So best of luck. Really appreciate it. David Wise, everybody. We'll take a time out, come back with more from the X Games here at Buttermilk Mountain next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.